A week at a sport fishing lodge in Bristol Bay costs tourists thousands of dollars. It's a major regional industry, but it is largely owned and operated by outsiders. For the past 7 years, a mosaic of organizations have run the Bristol Bay River and Guide Academy to train local kids the art of fly fishing. KDLG's Matt Martin met up with this year's group at Kulik Lodge on the last day of the week-long academy.
Jet boats hydroplane up Kulik River and float planes skip across Lake Nonvionic as Kulik Lodge comes alive for a day of fishing. David Parks, Jr. of Iliamna, is one of 15 students at the Guide Academy. He stands in the crystal clear water of the Kulik with Sarah Pearl.
So could we possibly catch something right now?
Well, I'm trying to teach you how to cast first.
No, but I mean, that's what I mean. Can we possibly, like...
Yeah. If they're right there.
Oh, okay.
Pearl works as a housekeeper at the Kulik Lodge, but today she'll pretend to be a client so Parks can test the fly fishing and customer service skills he learned this week. Before this week, Parks had never fly fished. He'd always liked fishing, but grew up with only a typical rod and reel.
It was either that or ice fishing.
The first time he ever picked up a fly rod was the first day of class.
The next day we had to come out here and fish, and so I spent like half the time just swaying my rod back and forth, just trying to get that perfect swing.
Now, after just learning the skills himself, Park teaches Pearl, another novice, the finer points of casting with a fly rod.
As soon as you feel it tighten, is that better?
Yeah, there you go.
The students had a week-long crash course in fly fishing and what it takes to be a guide.
Like tying flies and making leaders and making sure we had all our customer service skills down.
Sonny Peterson is the owner of the Kulik Lodge. He currently doesn't have any Bristol Bay locals working for him, but he says they add a great value to the services that a lodge like his can provide.
People come up there and they ask where you're from, and your guide says he's from New York or Florida. You know, it doesn't sound as good as if he says I'm from Agiogic or Non-Dalton.
The Bristol Bay River and Guide Academy was founded in part by Tim Troll. He is also the head of the Bristol Bay Land Trust. Troll says the time is about right for locals to play a bigger role in the lodge industry.
Took 70 years in the commercial fishery before locals really broke into the commercial fishery, and now the lodge industry has been here about 70 years.
Troll used to be the president of Chogyung Limited in Dillingham. The native corporation owns a sport fishing lodge, and he says shareholders would often ask him why no locals worked in the lodge.
And I asked the operator that, and he said, well, I need guys who fly fish, and Bristol Bay wasn't producing any local fly fishermen. There were maybe a handful. So that sort of planted the idea in the back of my head is that if we are going to serve that industry, we have to produce somebody who can fly fish.
In 2008, Troll was finally able to see that idea come to life with the first Guide Academy. This is the seventh. And roughly 80 students have passed through the program, and 4 have been placed as permanent employees and a few other internships at sport lodges in the region. Troll says that even if most of the students don't get jobs at a lodge, they can learn about an industry that is all around them. He says many of these students may someday be leaders in their native corporations, which often own or lease land to lodges.
Just understanding the industry, how it works, how it operates, and also lodges from the other side, understanding what village corporations are all about and trying to deal fairly with everybody and make it work.
He also says it's a way for kids to get exposure to people from all over the world.
Business leaders of the world come here. You get to mingle with these people. And who knows where that can take somebody.
Troll doesn't think the lodge industry will ever be a major employer in the region, but it could be a significant one. Sonny Peterson, owner of the Kulik Lodge, says a major hurdle to hiring local guides is that the work is only seasonal.
You know, a local kid here, it's tough for him because, you know, once this is over, that's it, you know. And unless they can figure out something to do the rest of the year.
David Parks, Jr. from Iliamna, echoes that concern.
It's hard to have just a seasonal job with, like, a box of Tide soap costing like $30, $40.
Parks will be starting a new job at the post office when he gets back to Iliamna, but he would love the chance to work at a lodge if he could.
I mean, if I had a job that would allow me to take like a month off during the summer, I'd do this job during the summers.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll work in a school.
There you go.
Work in the school in the winters, be a guide in the summer.
Whatever career path lies ahead for Parks, it's evident that this academy has left an impression on him. Reporting from Kulik Lodge, I'm Matt Martin.